Mr. Watkinson. Agenda item number two is permits for projects over $500,000 with no objections and a staff recommendation for approval. These are so-called page two items.
Yes, sir. These are projects that have been subjected to a public interest review and for which staff has recommended approval. There have been no objections as a result of our review. We have three page two items today, and I'll read the description for each of the three. Item 2A is the City of Norfolk is requesting authorization to mechanically dredge 165,000 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom to attain depths of minus 4 feet below water in the main stem of Mason Creek and depths of minus 3.5 feet mean low water in the narrow arms and coves, install a 20-foot by 20-foot open pile platform, and install 48 bubble diffusers in Mason Creek, and this is upstream of the culverted channel adjacent to the Naval Station Norfolk in the City of Norfolk. Item 2B, Microsoft Infrastructure Group, LLC, requests authorization to install a transatlantic fiber optic telecommunication cable and conduit under the 3 nautical miles of Virginia's state-owned submerged bottomlands within the Atlantic Ocean, directly adjacent to the Croatan Beach Municipal Parking Lot in Virginia Beach, within a 100 to 200-meter corridor. The cable will be installed in a horizontally drilled conduit under the beach and extending to a distance approximately 1.5 nautical miles offshore, and then be installed by a cable sea plow to a depth of 3 feet below the seabed until it passes the state's 3 nautical mile offshore boundary. Three separate horizontally drilled conduits will also be installed under the beach and adjacent to the cable conduit to a similar distance offshore and remain vacant with the intent of accommodating future submarine fiber optic cable request projects. The cable and conduit installations are part of the MAREA fiber optic system project linking Virginia Beach to Bilbao, Spain, and staff recommends approval in this case with a royalty of $82,026 for the crossing of 27,342 linear feet of state-owned submerged bottom lands at $3 per linear foot. And item 2C, Purdue Agribusiness LLC, requests authorization to mechanically maintenance dredge 14,000 cubic yards of state-owned submerged lands to a maximum depth of minus 38 feet at mean low water adjacent to the unloading dock and minus 42 feet mean low water adjacent to the loading dock at the Purdue Agribusiness Facility located at the confluence of the Southern Branch Elizabeth River and Jones Creek in the city of Chesapeake. In this case, the dredge material will be transported by sealed barge to the Craney Island Dredge Material Management Area or approved upland location. Be happy to try and answer any questions that you might have.
Are there any questions from the commission? Mr. Tankard.
With regard to City of Norfolk, is there no time of year restriction to that, Mr.
No, sir. This is the Mason Creek area that's really, while it's tidally connected to Willoughby Bay, it's through a culverted now portion of the waterway that actually runs under the runways there at Naval Station Norfolk. So, given the nature of the waterway, we did not think there was any need for a time of year restriction in this location.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Neal.
This is something I'm sure I should already know. Where does the royalty go?
It goes to the Marine Habitat and Waterway Improvement Fund here at VMRC.
Okay. That was my question. Money on the mind these days. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to address the commission on any of these three agenda items? Anyone? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and ask action. Mr. Erskine.
Motion to approve page two items as proposed.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Erskine, second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.